Today, we'd like to see the title of a priest and musicians in the First Chronicles, chapters 24 and 25. To the souls on this online world through podcasts or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 24, verse 1, now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Explain David's order over structure to worship God in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 24, verse 10, the 7th to Hakos, the 8th Abijah. Explain in the context of the New Testament and what can you learn from here. Last question, in chapter 25, verse 31, the 24th for Lomti, Ezer, his sons and his brethren, 12. Based on this verse, explain the style of the entire worship in this chapter 25 and how can you apply it to our lives. In the last time, in the First Chronicle, chapter 28 and 32, because their duty was to help the sons of Aaron in the service of the house of the Lord, in the courts and in the chambers, in the purifying all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God, and that they should attend to the needs of the tabernacle of a meeting, the needs of the holy place, and the needs of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the work of the house of the Lord. Even if other Levites than Aaron descendants were helping their priestly role in the service of the house of the Lord, they were equally important to work together to please God. Like many members of a human body, which should have the same care for one another. Now, we are the body of Christ and the members individually, and God has appointed many kinds of ministers in the church. There should be no scheme, but cooperation for one another to please God. The cross reference here. So now 24 chapter, verse 1. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore, Eleazar and Ithamar ministered as priests. Question 1, when we apply the structural order to our worship service as instructed in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, order, right? It allows us the freedom to respond to God. Through a thoughtful and wise preparation brings a sense of joy, freedom, and calmness, which in turn brings glory to God. There is not in chaos or disorder for worship service. So worship service, 1 Corinthians 49, is descendantally and in order. Verse 3, then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Abimelech, the sons of Ithamar, divided them according to the schedule of their service. Abimelech, a priest who served under David, was the son of Abiathar and the grandson of another priest named Abimelech, who was killed by Saul. Abiathar and Zadok were co-high priests during David's reign. One of them served at Jerusalem, where the Ark of God was kept, while the other served at tabernacle in Gibeon. According to this verse and 1 Corinthians Chronicles chapter 18:16, Ahimelech appears to have started taking on some of his father's Abiathar's duties as Abiathar aged. So that one is over there. Then verse 4. There were more leaders found the son of Eleazar than of the sons of Tamar, and this they were divided among the sons of Elijah, were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses divided by sons of Itamar. Eleazar, a priestly descendant, outnumbered those over Itamar. So Eleazar's line was divided into 16 priestly divisions, while Itamar's line was divided into 8 priest divisions. Verse 5, thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for they were officials of the sanctuary, of the official of the house of God, and from the son of Eleazar, and from sons of Itamar. And the scribe, Shechemiah, the sons of Netanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king. The leaders, Zadok, the priest, Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and the Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Itamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoiari, the second Jedi, the third Harim, the fourth Seorim, the fifth Malkijah, the sixth Mijamin, the seventh to Hakuz, the eighth Abijah, the ninth Jeshua, the tenth of Shekinah, the 11th Eliashib, the 12th Jakim. Here, verse 10, the system of total 24 priestly divisions established in the Old Testament was still in use during the time of Jesus. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, was a member of Abijah division. The Abai is the Greek for Abijah, which was the eighth of these divisions. During his service at the temple, Zechariah was chosen to burn incense. It was at this time that an angel appeared to him and announced that his wife Elizabeth would give birth to a son whom he named John. That is a cross-reference here. Verse 12, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Joshebiah, the 15th to Bilgar, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Hapizeth, the 19th to Petaniah, the 20th to Jehezekiah, the 21st to Jakim, the 22nd to Gamu, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maziah, 18. The 24 priestly divisions served at the temple for 2 weeks each other, with the remaining time dedicated to their duties in their respective hometowns. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord according to the ordinance by the hand of Aaron, their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. 20 up to 31, basically the other Levites, then Aaron's descendants, helping their priest role. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Subai, of the sons of Shubael, Jedei concerning Lehabai, of the sons of Lebai, the first was Ishiah, of the Israelites, Shalomoth, of the sons of Shalomoth, Jahath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jehakamim the first, of the sons of Uzziah, Mikar, of the sons of Mikar, Shamir. The brother of Mikar, Ishaiah, of the sons of Ishaiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merai were Malai and Mushi, the sons of Jajiah. Beno, the sons of Merari by Jajiah, were Beno, Shalom, Jaku, and Ibri. Of Malai, Eliezer, who had no sons. Of Kishi, the sons of Kishi, Jeremiel. Also the sons of Mushi were Malai, Elder, and Jeremimot. These were the sons of the Levites according to fathers' houses. These also cast lot, just as their fathers, the sons of Aaron, did. In the presence of King David, Zadok, Abimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites, the chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Chapter 25, verse 1. Moreover, David and captains of the army separated for service some of the sons of Asa, of Heman, and Jedutun, who should prophesy with harps, strings, instrument, and cymbal, and the number of the skilled men performing their service was. David's selection of musicians was based on their given gifts, ability to communicate about God, inspire others through song, not just the musical skill. The essence of worship is the act of bowing one's heart in submission to the Lord. A group of musicians and singers can be considered a true worship team only if their hearts are genuinely submitted to God as they perform. In the tabernacle, there were diverse roles in worship. Some prophesied, others led in praise, and many played instruments. This variety showed that God desires everyone's participation and values whatever gift they are. Therefore, a key aspect of worship is that individuals develop their unique gifts and offer them in service to God within the assembly. In turn, this calls each of us to live daily in worship to the Lord in spirit and in truth. That cross-reference here. Then is verse 2. Of the sons of Asaph, Jaku, Joseph, Netanai, Avishai, the sons of Asaph, were under direction of Asaph, who prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jedutun, the sons of Jedutun, Gedalai, Jeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabai, and Matihiah, six, under the direction of their father Jedutun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bukai, Metanai, Uziel, Shebuel, Jerimoth, Hanani, and Eliata, Kidalti, and Romti, Azur, Jeobekase, Malothi, Hotir, and Magioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the word of God to exalt his home. For God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under direction of their father for the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, singing the instrument and harps for the service of the house of God. Asa, Jedutun, and Heman were under authority of the king. So the number of them with their brethren who were instructed in the songs of the law, all who were skillful, was 288. And they cast lots for their duty the small as well as the great, the teacher with the students. Now the first lot for Asa came out for Joseph, the second for Gedali, him with his brethren and sons 12. The third, Jakua, his sons, his brethren 12. The fourth for Jizri, his sons, his brethren 12. The fifth for Neanite, his sons, his brethren 12. The sixth for Bukai, his sons, his brethren 12. The seventh for Jerala, his sons, his brethren 12. The eighth for Josiah, his sons, his brethren 12. The ninth of Manatan, his sons, his brethren 12. The tenth for Shimei, his sons, his brethren 12. The eleventh for Azra, his sons, his brethren 12. The twelfth for Hasbah, his sons, his brethren 12. The thirteenth for Shuba, his sons, and his brethren 12. The fourteenth for Matai, his sons, his brethren 12. The fifteenth for Jeremoth, his sons, his brethren 12. The 16th for Hanani, his sons, and his brethren 12. The 17th for Jeshibekasha, his sons, his brethren 12. The 18th for Hanai, his sons, his brethren 12. The 19th for Maloti, his sons, his brethren 12. The 20th for Eliat and his sons, his brethren 12. The 21st for Helta, his sons, his brethren 12. 22nd for Gidat, his sons, his brethren 12. The 23rd for Majorit, his sons, his brethren 12. 24th of Romite, his sons, his brethren 12. So 24 priesthood there. The reason, you know, each team has its music team, you know, as well, you know, that kind of structure. This is the last question in the whole bill. To provide a structured order for the temple musical service, the musicians were organized into 24 groups, paralleling the 24 divisions of priests, right? This system simplified the planning of temple duties, promoted excellence to the specialized training, offered a variety in worship by having different groups serve at different times, and allowed many individuals to participate. This division of labor was determined by casting lot. There were a total 4,000 musicians who participated. These groups served in rotations, ensuring that there were continual music, worship, praise offered to God at temple, day and night. This constant stream of music played on various instruments would have created a profound experience for anyone coming to worship in the temple. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit leads believers to worship God together in spirit and truth, while also guiding each individual's life as a continual act of worship, praise to Him wherever. Life himself, you know, life itself is all worship. Worship is just bowing down heart, you know, in Holy Spirit and truth. Truth is God's word, the living there. That is, so always the truth, you know, control through form of faith, you know, controls our life.